Hello, thank you for contacting customer service. My name is Scott. How may I assist you?
Yeah, I ordered a KitchenAid dishwasher. I mean, not dishwasher, a KitchenAid mixer from you guys. And I've got all of the pictures of what it said, and it's got a big sign saying you guys aren't going to carry them anymore, or you're breaking your contract with them. And it says get for $2 or something on it. And then I got charged $7 and something. And then they turned around and charged me another $56. I didn't agree to none of that. And when I put my information in, you can usually say what it is or see a picture of how much it is or whatever. And I couldn't get anything past those pictures that I seen.
Yes, ma'am.
So
Can I please
I
get your
want
zip?
that canceled. Huh?
Can I please get your zip code so I can locate your account with us and see what we billed you for?
82901.
82901. Thank you.
Information and
Can I please get your first and last name?
information that you'll be charged.
Susan, Susan, Sweets, Sweets.
Thank you for that. Can I get you to verify your address for security purposes, please?
240 Gopher, Gopher Drive, Rock Springs, Wyoming.
Thank you for that. I'm waiting for my system to load. I appreciate your patience. So when you applied up, so when you applied for the kitchen mixer, in the terms of agreement, it would have stated that you would have also been enrolling in the Gadget Campaign. Are you aware of what the Gadget Campaign is?
No, I'm not.
Okay, I'd like to go over what the Gadget Campaign is so you're aware of why you were billed. The Gadget Campaign, you pay shipping and handling for an item. The item is received to you. And with that, you are enrolled in the Gadget Campaign for paying the shipping and handling of that item as a free gift to get you to enroll with the Gadget Campaign. And with the Gadget Campaign, you have a chance to win more items monthly. You'll also receive $125 voucher monthly for the discount shopping store with our Gadget Campaign. And that's why you were billed a total of $56.95. That is a reoccurring charge monthly.
Oh, no. I'm going to dispute that all the way. I did read that, and I didn't, I guess I didn't, or I didn't know what the ending of it was, but I don't remember seeing that in there. The pictures that I took, and I was wondering why you guys didn't show how much the mixer was instead of that $2 picture, and then says, congratulations, I'm a winner or something. So I wondered why you guys didn't send anything with that. So I'm going to dispute that. So you can cancel me right out of that. Keep your mixer. And I'm going to, like I said, I'm going to dispute it.
Yes,
you guys
ma'am, I
want
do
to
understand.
Reimburse me? Yeah, if you want to reimburse me. That, you know, the way you guys advertise and the things you do, is really sneaky, especially with older people that really are trying to do something honestly. And because of the way you guys advertise, it's a bunch of crap.
Can you specify who you're going to be disputing this with?
No, I'm not. But I'm telling you, tomorrow, the first thing I'm going down and I'm disputing it. Unless you're willing to reimburse me and just cancel the mixer.
Okay, so we don't, we've already shipped that out to you. From what I understand, that is yours. Oh, wait, no. So you want a chance to win a mixer. Looks like they have not shipped that out to you yet. If you elaborate on how you're going to be disputing that, I might be able to help you with the reimbursement.
Through my credit union.
Okay, in which
my
case...
bank account.
In which case, we'd hate for you to have to take legal action because it's a very long process and it's just very complicated. So I will be able to issue a refund, but this is a valid charge. It was all stated clearly within the terms of conditions, so I can issue a 35% refund.
Oh, and what do I get out of it besides misreading your ad?
35% of your money back.
No, I'm, and if there's any further payments coming out, you're not going to receive them. So I just won't do business with you anymore.
Yes, ma'am.
I've done business with Amazon before, and I've never run across something like this.
Would you be interested in a 50% refund?
I want the whole 56 refunded. The $7 and something you can keep. You charged me twice on there.
Yes, ma'am.
And you just now told me they didn't ship it out. So why'd they charge me for shipping if they haven't shipped it out?
It was placed on the 27th. They may be working on that still. Their warehouse is huge. They have a hard time with all the flow of traffic that they get. I'm just following my protocol here. I am more than happy to assist you with reimbursing you. I have a 75% refund I can offer you.
I want the whole $56 refund. I think that you guys owe me this much.
Okay, then I'll be doing that for you. I'm sorry for any inconvenience that we may have caused.
And when should I expect to see the refund?
It's going to take 3 to 5 business days, so it should be there within a week or two. It should be there by the end of this week or beginning of next week.
Okay.
So you are canceled. Your refund has been submitted. Is there anything else I can assist you with today?
No. I've just not run across anything like that. And why, when I went to put my card and stuff in there, why don't you guys show like how much you're charging for real, not just the $2 thing, but like, why was I charged a 7-something? You're saying for shipping and handling?
Yes, ma'am.
But why didn't I read that or see that anywhere?
Because the shipping and handling fees change depending on the economy. So depending on where we're shipping it from, depending on where you're located, and depending on how the shipping fees fluctuate, the shipping fee will change.
Okay. Well, if you can just refund my money to me and cancel me, that'd be great.
You are canceled and your money is refunded.
All right. Thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you for contacting customer support. You enjoy the rest of your day and your week.
You too.